Jennifer Marapiece, the Executive Director of NESI, and this is the NESI Podcast. I'll be interviewing NESI members and staff about current programs, various initiatives we have underway to grow our community, and what some of our most interesting members are up to. Today's episode is the first in a series that we'll be doing on emerging professionals and the efforts that we're undertaking to grow the next generation members of our community. I'll be interviewing Phil Kaplan about the Be the Future program, a program that he's helped us pilot and that his firm, Kaplan Thompson Architects, is sponsoring this year. Be the Future is one of several initiatives NESI has launched to help us bring the next generation of energy professionals into the NESI tribe and help them build their own professional cohort here so that NESI is their go-to network for best practices, career development, and business referrals. If you like what you hear today, be sure to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. And on a personal note, this is my very first podcast, so save this episode and track my progress over time. Now let me introduce Phil Kaplan of Kaplan Thompson Architects. Phil has been a longtime active NESI member, having presented at many of our building energy conferences, hosted several building energy pro tours, and served as chair of the board development committee. He is principal of Kaplan Thompson Architects in Portland, Maine, and of Bright Built Home, which offers a line of architect-designed, high-performance, net-zero energy homes. Phil is a podcast veteran as co-host of Green Architects Lounge, hosted on the Green Building Advisor website. So I'm hoping that he'll show me the ropes and maybe serve up a cocktail recipe or two during our podcast. So let's get started. Welcome, Phil.
Hey, Jennifer. Good to see you.
How's it going?
Okay. This is my first video podcast, so it's a little new to me that I usually have a cocktail going into this. So we'll see. You know, I'm going to loosen up a little bit myself.
Yeah. All right. So tell me a little bit about the Be the Future program. What is it and how did it start?
So this is our first official year piloting this program. It kind of started the year before when we were kicking around the idea of we'd like to hire somebody. Who are we going to hire? We usually put out a pretty broad swath of people, and it's hard to find somebody who shares your values and is talented. So how do you get that? So, you know, we put stuff on Craigslist, we put stuff, in Arcanet and some of the architecture forums, and we found that we got a lot of junk, and we talked to a lot of people. And my partner, Jesse Thompson, and we're just talking about this internally. It's like, well, how do we get to somebody who shared values with us, like the NESI crowd folks? Like, you know, why don't we get to people who are specifically interested in that? If we put it out to the same group of people, we find out that even if there's a little seed of that passion in what we do, and that's all about what NESI is about, wouldn't that be cool to find those folks who had that joint connection? So we came up with the idea to offer a scholarship. And from that, we knew we were going to get people who were interested in what we were doing. So that's how we started. And sure enough, one of the guys who emerged, who won our first scholarship, his name is Adam Wallace, and we hired him. So it was great for Adam, great for us. He's been a really successful employee. And we basically said, boy, we got to do this again. And we got to tell everyone what happened. How can we, you know, spread the word and make it a win-win situation for all?
Yeah, that's awesome. So it worked really well for you to be able to bring Adam on board as a result of bringing him to BE last year. What need do you think this program is going to fill for the rest of the NESI community?
Well, I hope it does a number of things. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound selfish about it, but you got to think about how it affects your own organization. And this was really good for our own organization in terms of hiring. We got a great hire, and we're doing it again this year. And, we got some really great responses from a couple other great people that we're looking at for the future. In terms of BE, it's pretty wonderful because we're always trying to get new energy, new folks involved in what we do, you know, share the passion. And Jennifer, you and I know from being part of this for so long, all you got to do is get people to the conference. And once you get them there, they just feel the spark and they feel the love. And it's really amazing. Same thing happened to Adam. The same thing happened with so many people. So we just got to get them there. And, you know, here we are being clever with the Be the Future. Be, of course, standing for building energy. And the future of NESI, but it kind of says it all. Yeah. So this really helps NESI. And you get a job out of it, and you can see the future as bright as we at NESI all do. And you get to be involved with that. That's good for everyone.
Yeah. So what did the process look like, and how much work was involved in trying to recruit a student?
You know, that's a super good question, and it's one thing that we're really going to work on next year. You know, this is the first time we've kind of rolled it out. Yeah. We thought, boy, we've got scholarships. We're going to call a school, and everybody's going to jump and pump their fists, and we're going to get 1,000 applicants. But it didn't really happen that way. It took a little bit more engagement with the universities. And next year, we're basically going to give the universities a heads up, I think. Say, hey, are you interested? Do you have a group of students who might be interested in this? If we presented you with a scholarship, would it work? And if the universities were on board ahead of time, and then we went out and talked to the people who are interested in finding new employees. Yeah. Said, oh yeah, MIT, count me in. I'll give $200 in a second if I can get a good interview with a good MIT employee, or even your local university, University of Maine of Augusta, at Augusta, was fantastic for us because we knew the folks who ran the program, and you know, we were all in. So hopefully next year that we're going to change the order of things a little.
I think there were a couple of students who came from vocational programs and community colleges as well. So it's definitely not a one size fits all approach. Some of the other NESI members were more interested in attracting somebody who had vocational interests. So I think that might serve as another area for possible growth of the program.
And I think you're absolutely right. It's so important to say, because I'm an architect. We're an architecture firm, and we were a little narrow focused because it worked for us. So how do we expand in the coming year so it works for the broader population of the NESI membership?
So we talked a little bit about your hopes for the program for the future. Is there anything else that you think is important to add about what you hope this experience will offer to these students and to the NESI members who are participating?
Well, I think it was, I think it'll be a tremendous experience. Adam, who essentially was our first scholarship winner, is going to talk at our lunch. We're having this great luncheon. So, I love the idea of all these scholarship winners getting together and chatting amongst themselves and creating this new relationship of what NESI has meant to them. And then going back to their university and telling their colleagues and even the school itself that, hey, did you know about this really cool event that's going on? And, the hope, the goal is that these guys keep in touch, just like we've seen a lot of NESI members do over the years. And the whole thing grows and fosters itself. One thing I think that we're going to do next year also is that, Jennifer, this was kind of a soft opening.
Yeah.
And we really just kind of kept it close. So we invited the people who were involved in our Building Energy Bottom Lines program to participate just to see how that worked out. But I think as we refine this, we're going to open this up to everyone next year and encourage other NESI members to join the program. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, and I think it's tremendously exciting. I mean, when I first came on board with NESI 6 or 7 years ago, clearly we were a graying organization, and there weren't a lot of younger people entering into our community. So this is just one of many things we have underway to really help address that. So great job. Hats off to you, Phil, for having the seed of an idea and being willing to pursue it.
Well, it wasn't just me. This is incredible support from the staff and the organization and the development committee team. And I heard your graying comment, by the way. I'm right here, Jennifer.
Well, and I'm right there with you, graying or losing, whatever it is. So anyway, I think we're pretty close to ready to close out, unless you have any special cocktail recipes that you want to share with the crew.
Meet me at NESI Night.
We'll meet you at NESI Night. The Be the Future students will be at NESI Night as well. So if any of you out there want to meet Phil and talk cocktails, or meet the Be the Future folks and welcome them to the community, I hope you'll join us at NESI Night. So to learn more about the Be the Future program, please email me at bethefuture@nesi.org. And thanks so much for joining this NESI podcast. And if you have an idea for an upcoming podcast, please let me know. You can reach me at jmarapese@nesi.org. That's jmarapese@nesi.org. Thanks so much.